Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the LKNL Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
And we welcome you to a special edition of Cavs HQ as we get you set for a Game 7, which will tip in just about 2 hours. Cavaliers and the Pacers, the first Game 7 in Quicken Loans Arena history. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and our featured guest. You know, Rafa, when we were talking about who would best get us ready.
Who knows a little bit about this?
Who would know a little bit about, right, deciding games in a series and changing the history changing the history of Cleveland Cavalier basketball and the franchise and everything else. I thought of Campy Russell, and here he is to join us. Camp, good to see you.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot on you for this show, man.
No, I think I need to raise my pants legs up or something, man, because it's flowing all over the place. I tell you.
I thought you were talking about the new suits, by the way, the high water suits
no,
that the guys have
no,
been sporting.
No.
Good to see you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
We, Campy and I, by the way, Rafa, before the renovation started to take place at Quicken Loans Arena, we shared an office. Some of my favorite times.
That's correct.
We would
yeah,
be
remember.
Able to shut our door.
Yes.
turn on the NBA TV, watch television, and talk about things that were going on throughout the course of the season. But since the renovations, we haven't been able to do that. So great to be able to sit down. Game 7, Campy. Here we go. I mean, the Cavaliers had their first lead, 3-2. Went into Indiana, got knocked around in Game 6. And, hey, sitting here staring at a Game 7 with a chance to go on to the second round.
Well, to me, the good news is that we're at home. Mm-hmm. I think that's the good news. I think when you look at our fans and what effect that they can have on this game this afternoon, there's no question I'm glad that we're there. But the other part of it is I just believe that we have to come with a great sense of urgency. I think we have to be more physical than this Pacer team is. And then, more importantly, I think we cannot give up as many points in the paint mm-hmm. that we have been giving up to what I believe is a finesse basketball team. And we're just not playing with the force and the aggression that I think that we need to play.
26-point difference in Game 6 in that category that
yes.
you just mentioned.
Yes.
The points in the paint. A lot of it has to do with it. We started shooting 6 of 12 from long distance in the first quarter. We kind of abandoned that thing. But my question to you is, and you mentioned the sense of urgency, Campy. I do understand that the Pacers were the ones in a hole
mm-hmm.
for Game 6.
Yep.
They were at home, and they were playing the game, the elimination game for them.
Correct.
Were you surprised at the difference in energy at the beginning of the game, and then as the second half went on, or is that something that just the way the game was flowing?
Well, I think you said it right initially, you know, look at the Pacers team. They were playing in with a great sense of desperation. But at the same time, and I always go back to what Coach McMillan says, is that they play with the three C's, which is clarity, being calm, and being connected. And when you play that way, that gives you an opportunity to win basketball games, particularly when you're playing at such a high level. And you look at this Pacer team, they played with that desperation. They played with that sense of urgency. They knew that they could not afford to go down against this Cavs team. So they came out and played the way that they have the ability to play, and that is with a great pace as well as just playing hard. And I think when you can play with great pace and then play hard and then be able to sustain that, that gives you an opportunity to win basketball games.
You know, it's interesting, Camp. You mentioned the physicality. You mentioned the points in the paint. And the Pacer bigs have been having a field day. Thaddeus Young's having a wonderful series. A 22-year-old Miles Turner in the middle. And Domantas Sabonis, after three sluggish games in the first three, he's certainly woken up and been a force off that bench. The two things are connected, aren't they? You know, the physicality, the work in the paint, as the Pacers have had the advantage. Does Tyronn Lue make a move in terms of that rotation? We saw Tristan Thompson a little bit in game number 6. Now, when Tristan, you know, he's, of course, it's well documented, the up-and-down season that Tristan Thompson's had. He's been injured really for the first time in his entire career, trying to get back from that along with a number of other things. Is a move going to be made here? Tristan Thompson can bring that edge. He can bring that physicality when he's playing his best basketball. We've seen it in the playoffs. That's a big question coming in here to Game 7.
Well, it is a big question. And for me to sit here and try to determine what Coach Lue is going to do, I think I would be way out of line in that respect. But I also recognize that Coach Lue understands that we have to be much more physical mm-hmm. than this Pacer basketball team. Does that mean Tristan Love is in the lineup or have an opportunity to play? I'm sure that he will have an opportunity to play. Larry Nance Jr., you know, I think he has to be a force. You look at Love, LeBron, you look at all of our front court guys. They have to make a statement, and that statement has to be about physicality. It has to be about putting a body on a player, and we're just not doing that. We're not putting bodies, and I think we have to put bodies on guys.
And I think what you mean by bodies, I think we can talk about all the terms about physicality and energy and urgency and anything, but the numbers at the end of the night don't lie.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Right.
A 23-point difference in points over turnovers, a 23-point difference in point of fast breaks,
right,
and 26 in the paint. I mean, there's no way you can win. And a lot of that can be fundamentals of the game.
Well,
you know, putting a body, like you mentioned, on the rebound, having the guys get off the get off their feet quick, and then also playing, you know, backpedaling most of the night when even on make baskets, the Pacers are running on us.
Well, I think one thing for sure, you know, you definitely have to value the ball against this Pacer basketball team. They are a team that is looking to push it every single time. Mm-hmm. And the thing that they do a good job of is not just attacking you with the dribble, but they attack you by advancing the ball to someone else that's up the floor, which gives you a clear advantage on the offensive side of the ball of spreading the floor more and putting more pressure on our defense. So to me, I think it starts with this, that one, we have to take care of the ball. We cannot have careless turnovers. We cannot have turnovers in the middle of the floor. When we shoot the ball, we also have to understand that we have to get back. We have to get back with a sense of urgency. You have to stop and control the ball, and then you have to get as many guys back as possible and then match up as quickly as possible and just try to keep this Pacer team out of their speed transition game. And if we can do that and make them play more half court and then be physical and put bodies on guys, meaning not necessarily out jumping them, but putting a body, blocking them out, playing just some fundamental basketball as you just talked about. But you got to be able to do that for a extended period of time. You just can't do it here and there.
Hopefully it's 48 minutes that they're going to do that
over
the next couple of hours.
Or as close
here.
As possible.
Yeah, as we get set for Game 7. A lot more Campy Russell coming up straight ahead. We'll take a break right here on Cavs HQ.
When it's win or go home, everything takes on a greater importance. Everything is on the line. Every single thing matters. Everything. Cleveland wants it more, and we'll do whatever it takes to win.
LeBron makes the catch. He spins. He fires. Oh, he nailed it. LeBron James from the foul line to win it in dramatic fashion.
Cavs playoff tickets are on sale now. Sign up at Cavs.com to receive information on upcoming games. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Who says barbecue season is only in the summer? With all the variety Eckrich has to offer, you can enjoy your favorites all year long. With the best Eckrich hot dogs and sausages all under 200 calories, turn your grill into the next five-star restaurant. 115 years of experience guarantees that once you try Eckrich, you won't go back. With all products being sold at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers, it won't be hard to start your five-star cooking today. Quality you can taste in one bite.
John, your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities, now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
We're back here on Cavs HQ alongside Rafa Hernandez-Brito and our featured guest, Cavs legend, Campy Russell. I'm merely John Michael as we get you set for Game 7, which will tip off in a little under 2 hours. First Game 7 in Quicken Loans Arena history.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I said.
And first Game 7 of round one.
In the first round.
For the Cavaliers.
Franchise history. Yeah. Both of which were surprising to me, but yeah, that's what...
Hold on, just a second. You said... First
game seven.
Game seven
at the Q.
Really? I thought we had a game seven back in 76.
At the Q. At the Q.
No, you had okay, a you had one.
My bad.
You had a couple. Because you had a couple important ones.
Because there's two different places. that's the Coliseum, and then there.
Come to think about it.
Here's where
Scott. There might be something in between, but you have been part of every single game seven of the Cavaliers, either playing or as part of the broadcast team, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, broadcasting definitely player. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
I think you might be part of all the Game 7s in the history of the Cavaliers.
Interesting.
And you have a 3-2 record.
That's what Cavalier legends are all about. I bet AC's record is 3-2 in Game 7s as well.
And so is Jimmy's. Yes.
Meanwhile, John and I are looking to stay undefeated on Game 7 games.
Oh, well, then we hope it goes your way.
We won last Game 7.
What are you talking about?
At the finals.
Yeah, but
no, not at the Q.
I'm saying as Cavaliers. That's true. That's the only series that went seven.
That's the only game that we are undefeated.
Yeah,
I think that's the only series.
We don't play.
Yes, we do. You have to be like you have to. Come on, John. You have to come today before we finish this.
As the former player is rolling his eyes right now.
A few hours to go. I think I'm sure Campy will appreciate it. A few hours to go. You can't tell me here that you don't feel like part of at least you like. Channel the energy to the guys. I don't know. I'm at the Joe Tate perch every time when I feel a crowd falling asleep. I'm like, come on, guys, get up. We all lose together. We win together.
Whatever you say.
There will not be
anybody sleeping at Game 7, which will be taking place in only a couple of hours as the Cavaliers look to advance. You know, it's interesting, can be hearing people talk about this series, about you know how tight it is, about that it went seven. You look back at the sweep that took place just last year, and again, obviously different teams.
Yes.
And while that was a sweep, that was a series that was only decided by 16 total points. And when you look at the last two you know, series, including this one, the Pacers have outscored the Cavaliers, despite the fact that the Cavaliers, of course, have won more games. I think for those saying, I can't believe that series was extended to six or was extended to seven,
right,
they weren't paying attention to what Indiana was doing over the last couple of months of the season.
Well, John, you're absolutely right. When you look at this Pacer basketball team, I don't think anybody would have thought that they would be even in this situation, particularly losing a player like
Paul George. You're so right.
And to me, when they lost a guy like Paul George, essentially what they did was come together as a team. And they're playing, as Coach would say, Coach McMillan, more connected. They're playing clear now, and they're playing for each other. And I think that's really the difference in this Pacer basketball team. Plus, some of those younger guys have definitely matured, and I think that's the difference.
You harken back to the summer. Nobody picked this team to even make the playoffs, let alone to threaten for home court advantage. They finished only two games behind the Cavaliers with 48 wins. Cavaliers had 50. And, oh, by the way, on the day when Indiana forced a Game 7 in this series, Oklahoma City was eliminated out west. Oklahoma City with Paul George eliminated out west, and they had the identical records during the regular season.
And then you also had Bogdanović. Was Bogdanović there last year? Or he was with the Wizards.
He was with the Wizards.
Yeah, so, you know, you look at what they've added
on. Free
agent
acquisition, that's
absolutely.
Right.
You look at what they've added on, they definitely have gotten better.
Corey Joseph?
Yes.
Came in as well.
Nice pickup, right? He was, of course, a Toronto Raptor, part of that bench. Those, to me, are the two teams, by the way, in the East, the surprise teams. Not a lot of people were talking about Toronto because they virtually lost their entire bench. Patrick Patterson was gone. P.J. Tucker was gone. They also lost Amari Carroll from the starting lineup. But we mentioned Corey Joseph, but, man, they're kids.
They just, the bench basically just helped the Raptors get that serious win.
What a job. And it's their own kids. Pascal Siakam.
Right.
Fred VanVleet. He was injured, by the way, in that first-round series. And played a big role. If I'd have told you at the beginning of the season that Fred VanVleet's injury would have been a big factor in that series.
Who are you talking about, number one?
What team is he playing for? But, the Raptors have moved on. They await the winner of today's game, Game 7, between the Cavaliers and the Pacers. Camby, let's talk about Victor Oladipo.
Yeah.
He had a big game in Game 1, 32 points. Big game in Game 6, again, hitting from three-point land, 6 of 8, 28 points. In between, the Cavaliers did the job on Oladipo, particularly in games 3, 4, and 5. Game 3, 5 of 15. Game 4, 5 of 20. Game 5, 2 of 15. A big part of that was J.R. Smith and his pressure and the game plan shift to attack him out near the timeline, not let him get a running start toward the Cavaliers. What must the Cavs do here in Game 7 to get back on top of Oladipo and contain him here today?
Well, I think the biggest thing, it goes back to what you just talked about, was staying more connected with Oladipo, to get more into his body, to make him, you know, I would say go left. Because if you watch him play, everything that he does pretty much is going to his right, because he's very strong going to his right. If he goes left, he's generally going to pull up and probably take a jump shot, or he's going to get a mid-range shot. So to me, I just think we have to get more into his body, put a lot more pressure on him, not allow him to get comfortable. Because any great offensive player, if you allow them to get comfortable and you don't take their space away, once they get comfortable, it's almost impossible to shut them off.
And I think the difference was between Game 1 and Game 6 is that Oladipo spent the whole game reacting to what the Cavs were bringing to him.
Yes.
Yep. And Game 6, he took either the first step or threw the first punch offensively. He didn't allow for that double team to come in at the top of the key.
Correct.
He looked to penetrate. He looked to – again, he had the Cavs going, you know, backpedaling. And I think that's something that I'm sure the coaching staff – will pick up for today's game, which is, again, if you keep Oladipo on his heels, their offense doesn't flow as easy as it did on Game 6.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, but again, it just goes back to just understanding what Oladipo does every single night. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to play him towards his weaknesses. You have to be very physical against him. Yes, because he's a great athlete. And most great athletes does not want you to get in or impede them. And to me, if we can do that, that takes him, get him to thinking a different way. But right now, he feels like he's the difference in this playoff series. And I'm sure Coach McMillan is saying some of the same things. And they want him to be as aggressive as possible. But he cannot get into any foul trouble. So I think we have to really put more pressure on him on the defensive side of the ball as well.
And that includes making him work.
Absolutely.
The full court, bringing the ball up. We cannot let Oladipo drive the ball, walk it to half court, and then get himself going.
Well, you know, to Camby, to me, this, you know, stretches back to what you said in the first segment. Part of the huge game plan coming in, make sure you slow down Indiana in transition. They get a ton of transition points. Game 6 was a perfect example. You know, Cavs with a lot of live ball turnovers leading to fast breaks the other way. They were able to get going. Once Oladipo starts to feel it, isn't that the case? When he gets out in open space, boy, he's tough to stop. When you get him in the half court and you can double him and blitz him and do whatever you want near the timeline, that's when you have your success. And in Games 1 and 6, he was freely allowed to move up and down the floor. Isn't that a huge part of the key into stopping this guy today?
And there's no question. It's all about, you know, trying to get into him early on, as I said before. But even once he gets going, the next area that we have to get better at is rebounding the ball.
Yeah.
Because when you play defense, the defense is not over until you capture the ball. And we have not been doing a good job of that because of the size of this Pacer basketball team. And they have been getting a lot of second-chance points and scoring a lot of points in the paint, as we've been talking about.
In Game 6, two nights ago, the Cavs were out-rebounded 44-33, fast break points playing into that same point. Pacers 35, Cavaliers 12. Both of those areas will need to be a lot better today in Game 7.
No
we
question.
Will step away. More Cavs HQ right after this.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Our 98th anniversary sale continues through Wednesday at Levin's, and we're celebrating in style. Save up to 65% or more on special buys and doorbusters like our blended leather sofa and loveseat. Both pieces just $497. Take an extra 15% off almost everything else. And the first 50 customers in our door each day get an instant $50 coupon, plus 0% interest for up to 60 months. Wow, that's our best anniversary sale offer ever. Through Wednesday at Levin's.
Driving in Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Back on Cavs HQ as we get you set for Game 7 coming up in a little bit under 2 hours. The Cavaliers and the Pacers.
Yes.
From Quicken Loans Arena. If you're on your way to the game, fire it up.
Get ready.
Cavaliers need you here in this Game 7 looking to advance. Toronto awaits the winner of today's game. Big topic, Campy Russell, has been Cavs looking for secondary scoring.
Yes.
No question about that. Kevin Love in the last 14 quarters has 26 points. Kyle Korver stepped up over the last three games, shooting threes at 50%. J.R. Smith's always a wild card. He can always catch fire in a hurry. When you're looking for secondary scoring here in this Game 7, any areas you're looking to, anybody, not necessarily, I mean, we've heard so much, who's going to step up, who's going to do this, who's going to do that. What do you think in terms of, you know, along with supporting LeBron James, what does this team need here in Game number 7
today? Well, to me, I think it goes back to Rodney Hood. I think we need to, you know, get a little bit more explosiveness out of him. I thought he did a good job, really, the last couple of games.
Aggressive.
Really just being aggressive, looking for his shot. Jordan Clarkson, I think he has to do the same thing in terms of just coming out, being aggressive, not over dribbling the ball, but at least being aggressive, getting to the basket. And you also look at Larry Nance Jr. We have to figure out a way how we can get him more engaged into the game. And it may not be so much on the offensive side of the ball, but just engaged in general. Because once he's engaged, he's very good at offensive rebounding. He can hit wide open shots. He can make good, solid plays out there on the floor. So we need to get those guys more engaged into the game. How do we go about doing that? I think we have to play a little bit more up-tempo, speed up our pace a little bit more as well. Yes, you're maybe putting yourself in a position to play fire with fire, but I think at some point in time, you have to face that. And being at home with 20,562, I think we need to face that. But at the same time, you have to be able to be able to sustain that. And I think that's the whole issue. Can we sustain whatever that effort would be?
Toronto mentioned that at practice just yesterday, that we do want to pick up the tempo. Yes. We do want to get it going. They need to score easier baskets.
Absolutely.
Here in this game seven, I thought it was interesting. The players can't be mentioned, all bench players, Rafa.
Well, and that has been – that was key for the Cavaliers' success during the regular season.
Most,
even through
most
the injuries.
Ever. Most points guys have ever scored off the bench in franchise history was
this season.
And the
fifth best bench in the league.
Yep.
And the other four were teams that are already looking for the draft early in the season. You know,
right.
You took teams that didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
But the Cavaliers had very good support from the bench. And you mentioned the tempo, and you mentioned that tempo game. LeBron, with three or four of the new guys, always worked. Oh, the team was always faster. LeBron was always looking to run the ball. And I think that's something that has gotten away. I don't know if it has to do with the injuries at point guard, because Clarkson kind of gets out of his game when you mentioned dribbling too much. But I think that's huge for the Cavaliers, the bench. I've been saying on my broadcast, if the Cavs bench does not score 35 to 40 points, we're in trouble. And I think that is the case again for today. The bench has to come in. And obviously the other four starters, which were outscored 47 to 22.
I think for the most part, we have to get more balance all together from our starters as well as the bench guys. Kyle Korver, I thought, has done a great job in terms of making himself available out there, knocking down three balls. So, you know, I think things is moving in the right direction. Because we're at home, again, I'm going to always go back to this. It's all about how bad you want it. How can you sustain whatever you're going to do? And then the third thing, more important than anything, we have to be able to control the rebounding. If we can do that, then we give ourselves a chance to win basketball games.
And in the commercial we recorded for the playoff, it was my line, Cleveland lo quiere más. Cleveland wants it more.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
And hopefully, that you mentioned Kyle Korver. To me, if Kyle doesn't hit, he hits 9 threes combined in games 4 and 5, both victories for the Cavaliers. This series is over. Without the play of Kyle Korver, hopefully the Cavs, which have struggled from behind the line throughout this series, connect here today in Game 7. Tip-off in only about 90 minutes. We'll continue to get you ready for it right here on Cavs HQ.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
We designed the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series lawn tractors with you in mind to deliver strength, comfort, and superior versatility. Because we know you put in the hours of work that make all that play possible. And now, you can bring your lawn to life for a little less because your local independent dealer is offering $300 off select XT3 Enduro Series lawn tractors for a limited time. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible on other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th.
Life in the fast lane.
Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants it more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Look Last week, the Cleveland Cavaliers returned to East Tech High School, home of the 2017 NBA Finals Learn and Play Center, for a special Laws of the Land pep rally to get the students, faculty, and staff ready for round one of the 2018 NBA playoffs. Cavs in-arena host Ahmad Crump, along with Moondog, Sir CC, and members of the Scream Team, entertained and pumped up the East Tech crowd. The starting five East Tech students then competed against Cavs personalities in various one-on-one challenges, giving their fellow students a chance to put the laws of the land into practice. Everyone in attendance left with a Cavs t-shirt, rally towel, and a willingness to do whatever it takes to cheer on the Cavs. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Stick around for more Cavs HQ right after this.
Welcome back for the second half hour of Cavs HQ as we get closer and closer to Game 7. Win or go home, Cavaliers and the Pacers coming up a little bit after 1 o'clock at Quicken Loans Arena. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, joined by our featured guest, Cavalier legend Campy Russell. Campy on the TV side. Mm-hmm. You will be getting us ready. Fox Sports Ohio, 12:30. You, Jeff Phelps, Mike Fratello, Austin Carr. Big time lineup as we get set to go on the TV side.
Well, there's a lot of information that we have to share with our fans, so I'm looking forward to it because this is going to be an epic seven-game series where the Cavaliers prevail at the end of the day.
Listen to this guy.
I have to go along with it.
It's all up to you.
I like
and,
the confidence.
And Coach and Jeff and AC to get the crowd pumped up at home.
We'll take that responsibility because I know that our fans of 20,562 is going to show up big time.
And by the way, Fred and Ali will be in arena.
Whole crew.
Yeah, already
crew
here.
Going to be there. For those of you driving into the game, continue to be safe. We'll keep you company as you head toward Quicken Loans Arena. And we're going to need it loud for Game 7. First Game 7 in Quicken Loans Arena history. Again, I was stunned when I heard that for the first time. I just figured at some point along the way at the queue, a Game 7
at
would have taken place.
At least not the last 4 years.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, I know since I've been there, I knew, yeah. It wasn't, I knew there wasn't a Game 7. But, yeah, if you're coming down to the queue, we're going to need it loud, and you're going to be a part of history as the Cavs hopefully are able to take care of business and move on north of the border to take on the Raptors in round number two.
Okay, let me see if I can get 100% from you. Let's give it to me straight, Campy. You always hear.
Campy always gives it to you.
I know,
straight.
But I just got to say that.
Yeah, I was. Thanks, John. I'm glad you jumped in there.
I got to say this as a setup to my question.
Oh, okay, all right.
Because you always hear about it's just another game. You always hear about, you know, we got to keep doing what we're doing, which is great. But what is the biggest difference? And you being part of the biggest. One of the biggest Game 7 in the history of the Cavaliers before the victory at the finals in 2016. But what is the biggest difference, even on a same in a Game 7 series or seven game series? What's the difference in that final decisive game before the game? What's going on in the locker room, in the mind of the players?
Well, to me, I think it's each individual. You know, I can't begin to speak for how John would be or how you would be. I think it's all up to each player to kind of get within himself and look at how can they affect this game. And I think that's how guys have to look at it because clearly, as John was just talking about, it's either win or go home. And because it's a win and go home type situation, you know, you have to come there with the mindset of we're at home. We're going to protect our home court. We're going to let our fans leave this building this afternoon or this evening feeling good about themselves and the city feeling good about themselves. That's the kind of mindset that you have to have. And I'm sure that this Cavalier team will have that type of mindset because it's all about winning this Game 7 and move on to the next.
But Campy Russell, 1976, the morning before facing the formerly known as
the Bullets. Right.
Do you sleep normal? Do you wake up and have? I mean, do you know, I hear athletes
you can't ask
do the
me
same
that.
Thing.
That's a tough question to ask me that because no, seriously, because you know, I've always been trained to just have the same mindset and the same approach and not get too high, not get too low. That's how I am. So for me to sit here and tell you that I didn't go to sleep the night before and that I was up anxious all day long. No.
But it's not just another game.
In this case, is not just another game, primarily because if you lose, it's over.
Yeah.
So your mindset has to be all about winning. We have to win this game, and I think that's where we are.
It's, the question gets asked all the time: what does Game 7 mean to you? I've always thought it was a weird thing.
Yeah, you win or go home.
That's what I'm saying. That's pretty simple. I don't know. Everybody asks that question all over the place. You ask players that, you get different. What do you think it means? If we lose, we're out of here.
What do you want me to tell you?
We're going fishing tomorrow. Yeah, right.
If you think about it, that probably what separates the guys that have been able to win in that situation from the guys that lose, because obviously your nerves have to be different. When the game is coming to an end and it's a close game, especially like the Cavs in 2016, you know, with the game tied at 89 with 5 minutes to go. I mean, it's not just another game, especially that one, but it.
I don't think your nerves enter into it. I don't think that ever even crossed your mind when you're in the battle.
Okay.
It never crossed your mind.
You're just playing a game.
You're just playing.
Yeah.
You know, you never think, well, it's only 15 seconds or a minute left to go in the game. You don't get into that.
Let me ask you in a different way.
Okay.
From your experience, do you see different behaviors from your teammates? Like that you could tell there was one guy that was probably just biting his nails a little bit.
he was over in the corner.
Or was a little more tense or a little happier or like same as – you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, to me, you don't pay – to me – I'm talking about
you're
me
just
now.
You.
Yeah, that's what he's. Yeah,
I don't
right.
go outside of me.
That's interesting.
You know, I don't. I don't go outside of me. I'm aware of everybody that's a part of my team mm-hmm. or part of the team that I'm on. But in terms of me looking around at them, trying to see where they are, I don't get into that because I trust my teammates, and I'm going to trust that they're going to come ready to play.
The difference between Campy and I, because I'm concerned about John. I want to make sure he's in his game
but you can't help John get into his game.
Hey, John's fine, all right?
Right.
Don't worry about John.
That's my teammate. I'm going to believe in John.
That's right.
You know, he goes on the air in less than an hour. I want to make sure that his pregame is...
John's fine. Don't worry about John. You know what the Cavs need for this Game 7? What? I figured it out. Campy Russell.
No, I thought you were going to say Remy.
Who's Remy? Oh, the therapy dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey.
That did wonders for the Cavs in Charlotte.
He has impacted people from time to time. Remy.
Hey, whatever it takes. Game 7 coming up in a little bit over an hour. We'll continue to get you ready for it right here on Cavs HQ.
It's the playoffs. Win or go home. Everything matters. Cleveland wants some more, and we will do whatever it takes to win. We gear up in our Cavs playoff shirts and colors every game. The Cavs Team Shop is home to the biggest selection of playoff merchandise. Brand new tees, hoodies, hats, and more are now available. Shop at the Q and get exclusive items. The Cavs Team Shop at the Q is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 5. Shop anytime at Cavs.com/shop. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Two American rock and roll institutions come together. The number one selling duo in music history. Daryl Hall and John Oates. With Grammy Award winning, multi-platinum selling Train. May 22nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets are on sale now. Online at theqarena.com. The venue box office or charge by phone. Daryl Hall and John Oates and Train live.
Zero-turn mowers with unlimited possibilities. Now for $100 off. For a limited time, Cub Cadet is offering $100 off select RZT residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the lap bar control RZTL, you'll be able to tackle any task. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not eligible in other models. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
I definitely have an Instagram foodie thing, but the low-light camera on my new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T is getting me a whole new world of likes and shares. Baskets of bread by candlelight, colorful fruit plates in full sun, even a dimly lit Cobb salad was recently hailed as a masterpiece.
Come in now and ask how to get half off the new Samsung Galaxy S9 from AT&T. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time only. See store for details or att.com/Samsung50. With dual aperture supports F1.5 mode and F2.4 mode. Dual aperture is installed on the rear camera.
Who says barbecue season is only in the summer? With all the variety Eckrich has to offer, you can enjoy your favorites all year long. With the best Eckrich hot dogs and sausages all under 200 calories, turn your grill into the next five-star restaurant. 115 years of experience guarantees that once you try Eckrich, you won't go back. With all products being sold at your local Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers, it won't be hard to start your five-star cooking today. Quality you can taste in one bite.
And we are back on Cavs HQ. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and our featured guest, Cavalier legend, Campy Russell. Rafa, you get going pregame show on La Mega at 12:45
si.
For our Spanish-speaking fans, Rafa and La Mega. It's not – the good thing, Campy, is on La Mega, it's not a high-octane broadcast. So, you know, you can really – you can lay down and enjoy yourself. It's not loud or anything. There's nothing piercing that comes through the radio at any point. You can just lay out on your hammock and enjoy the cast.
John, I've heard Rafa before, and as I tell him all the time, I like to hear him. If I can understand, if I understood what he's saying in terms of the,
and I wish you did, because
I
always
pace.
Hear the critique.
I love your pace. I love just how it's almost like you're singing in some respect. Really,
that's a compliment.
It really is.
I mean, it's just a real compliment,
and it's just beautiful. Every time I hear it, I was like, man, that. But I would like to hear what he's saying, you know, because I don't understand.
Maybe we can do the other way around. Instead of me doing the SAP for John, because everybody has, you know, we're on Fox Sports Ohio.
Right.
We had SAP, and I always tell people that, and some people believe me, that I just translate whatever John is saying in English. Maybe we can have John do that. But can I tell you, can I get off script here? I never do this.
Well, you say that like we have a script on this show.
I'm saying, no,
of
conversation.
Come
on, it's an idiom that I learned.
it's a what?
It's for English, yes.
An idiom that I learned while I was learning the language.
All right, yes.
So
you did well.
The Cavs did a really good job on the LeBron James buzzer beater for Game 5, and they posted a video on social media of Fred McLeod's call, of John's call, and my call.
Right,
and it was great. I think that was a moment for me, and I describe it as all the emotion just bursting from all the things that have been going on this season.
Right.
It was finally a game that was like, yeah, you know?
Okay.
So I got the curiosity to hear what the Pacers call sounded like, and it is absolute great.
It is great. Mark Boyle did a wonderful job.
Mark says, you know, LeBron with the shot, he takes it, he makes it, he hit it. Of course he hit it.
He hit it.
Of course he hit it.
Like, it was a different tone.
But it was one of the best calls.
Right?
Awesome. I mean, we've all had those calls.
I love those calls when they can reflect what I'm sure the fans were feeling.
That's the point.
Yep. You know what I mean?
That's the best
way
Because
I'm sure they all, my engineer in Jake, who you had him in Indiana and for Game 6, he said to me, that is exactly what I was feeling. Like, oh, of course he hit it.
Because he hit every other shot, the whole game, the whole series, and everything else. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that was like, remember, we refer back to that Game 4 in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
First run. The Cavs are down 2-1 in that Game 3. Remember how that ended?
Yep.
Derrick Rose banked in a three right in front of us. Banked in a three to win it and to put the Cavs down 2-1 and to set up that Game 4. And LeBron hit
the jump.
He returned the favor. What a crazy series that was. That was the David
that
Blatt timeout game.
Yeah. That was the shot that he didn't want to take the ball inbounds.
That's right. There was a play called. LeBron audibled. He called his own number.
He said audible.
And he happened to
I'm at the line of scrimmage.
He didn't like the play all of a sudden.
We got to do something else.
I think I'm going to take it myself. The rest is history as the Cavs advance to their first finals after LeBron returned from Northeast Ohio. The Cavaliers are looking to advance to the finals for the fourth consecutive time. First things first, they got to get out of this first round, and they need to do that by winning Game 7, which takes place in a little bit over an hour as we get you ready for it here on Cavs HQ. We talked about the pressure of Game 7s. We talked about the way that this series has unfolded. It's been an odd back-and-forth series. The Pacers had a couple of leads. The Cavs erased them both. The Cavs took their first lead in Game 5. The Pacers emphatically erased that in Game 6 to set up this Game 7, Campy, as we head into this game. If you had to put your finger on maybe one or two things that if the Cavs do this, maybe strong start, maybe rebounding, maybe control Indiana in the fast break, if the Cavs do this, they will win this Game 7, what would you say?
I think it would start with coming out with a lot of energy, particularly in that first quarter, and set the stage, I would say. And then, secondly, I think it all goes back to how they come out in that third quarter.
Quarter
has been an issue for us for some reason. Not sure what that is. But we need to come out with a great sense of urgency in that third quarter as well, very similar to the one that you're going to come out in the first quarter. I think those are the two things that we definitely have to do.
Game 5 is where the Cavs finally, we thought they erased the third quarter blues.
Yes.
They outscored the Pacers 32-17 in that third quarter and route to a Game 5 victory. That, of course, was LeBron's shot at the buzzer to put the Cavs up 3-2, and then we flipped right back in game number 6. The
yes.
Cavs were outscored at 35-20 in that third quarter. It has seemed to be the critical quarter, which has set the tone. The Cavaliers, of course, in Game 3 had a 17-point halftime lead, had a disastrous third quarter.
Yep.
Pacers came back, won that game. Game 4, they also didn't have a very good third quarter, but were able to turn it around in the fourth. That's frankly been the critical quarter of the entire series.
Yep. And again, that's what it's about. You know, it's about our energy level. It's about being able to sustain it. It's about us being more physical than this Pacer basketball team. Again, we have to stop this Pacer team from playing at their pace. Yeah. When they play
being
at their pace,
attacking us.
Exactly. When they play at their pace, then we have problems with them.
Yeah, I think we have to win the battle of the turnovers and the points of turnovers. I think that's what ended up costing us. And the aggressiveness of LeBron going to the bench. We took one less free throw in Game 6 than we took in the whole third quarter of Game 5. So I think that's something. Obviously, LeBron didn't play the fourth quarter. Obviously, you know, the game third quarter, like you mentioned, 35-20 was kind of gone at the halfway through it. But I think the aggressiveness, winning the battle of the turnovers, and the secondary scoring, to me, is the bench and not just one guy.
And also it goes back to, again, the big number that jumps out at us every game, and that is the points that this Pacer team is scoring in the paint, whether it's putbacks, mm-hmm. whether it's just attacking the rim and getting easy
not working
baskets.
For it, really, just really easy buckets.
Exactly. Or we're switching big on small, and then they end up getting a putback because of that situation. So there are some things that we definitely have to clean up, but I think it all goes back to our overall approach to the game. And if our approach to the game is with force, with aggression, and then be able to sustain that, then I think we have a great opportunity to win this game this evening.
You both brought up turnovers. George Hill, yesterday, Tyronn Lue said he was optimistic that George Hill, who missed the last three games with back spasms, could get back into the lineup. The assumption would be that if he does, he will start. That now puts two natural point guards mm-hmm. in your rotation yep. as Jose will come off the bench to back him up. To what extent, Campy, I mean, has it been the lack of point guards on the floor that have led to some of these turnover issues? Is that what it is?
Well, to me, you know, I think George Hill means a lot to this basketball team because of his ability to defend.
Yeah, right.
You know, and when you look at the Pacers, Collison has played a very good game, and Oladipo has been very solid. So you have to do something to eliminate those guys or slow those guys down to a certain number. And missing George Hill was a big part of that.
Yeah.
And not only that, you look at having Calderon playing with Jordan Clarkson and those other guys on the substitute or the bench side, that brings more balance to our basketball team as well. When you got Jose starting and George Hill is on the side.
Put Jordan on his role.
Exactly,
well.
Because now you have Jordan Clarkson
handling
the ball.
Being aggressive, yeah.
And you don't want Jordan really handling the ball. He can do it, but in our game, he needs to be who he is, and that is an aggressive offensive player.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how this takes place. You know, you mentioned Oladipo. You mentioned the play also of Darren Collison. The Cavaliers did a pretty good job in games 3-5
of
controlling Oladipo and Collison. They each got it going in game 6. An infusion of George Hill defensively might be exactly what the doctor ordered for the Cavaliers. Again, unclear whether or not he's going to play.
Correct.
Optimistic is the word that Tyronn Lue used yesterday when assessing whether George was going to be available. We're going to find out here in a couple of minutes whether George Hill will go for the Cavaliers in this Game 7. We're going to step away and be back to wrap things up right here on Cavs HQ.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
When it's win or go home, everything takes on a greater importance. Everything is on the line. Every single thing matters. Everything. Cleveland wants it more, and we'll do whatever it takes to win.
LeBron makes the catch. He spins. He fires. Oh, he nailed it. LeBron James from the foul line to win it in dramatic fashion.
Cavs playoff tickets are on sale now. Sign up at Cavs.com to receive information on upcoming games. 2018 Cavs playoffs are presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Our 98th anniversary sale continues through Wednesday at LeBins, and we're celebrating in style. Save up to 65% or more on special buys and doorbusters like our blended leather sofa and loveseat. Both pieces just $4.97. Take an extra 15% off almost everything else. And the first 50 customers in our door each day get an instant $50 coupon, plus 0% interest for up to 60 months. Wow, that's our best anniversary sale offer ever. Through Wednesday at LeBins.
It's time for some basketball at the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena.
Hardwired to self-destruct.
Metallica.
Spit out the ball.
Buy tickets at theqarena.com, the venue box office, all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations, or by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
I desire.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Oh, do they have filters? There's air filters, water filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
We're tied at 95. Jeff Green to trigger from the far side. He'll find LeBron up near the timeline. LeBron goes to work, fires a three for the win. He nailed it! LeBron James, the defining player of his generation, has done it once again!
Marca LeBron, y ahora la tiene el rey. No comete la falta. Indiana levanta el triple. LeBron en camino. ¡Sí! ¡Increíble, el rey inmenso!
And we wrap things up here on Cavs HQ as we get set for Game 7 at Quicken Loans Arena in a little over an hour, the first Game 7 in the history of the building at Quicken Loans Arena. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and our featured guest, Campy Russell. This is it, guys.
Yep.
This is it, Game number 7. Not many thought it would go 7, but as we mentioned earlier in the show, you know, if you didn't think this was going to be an extended series.
Not many should be surprised.
Yeah, if you didn't think this was going to be an extended series, you weren't paying attention to the Pacers over the last couple of weeks, over the last couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
The Cavaliers need to get it done, control that backcourt, be a little more aggressive in terms of paint play, and we shall see. What a series for LeBron James, Campy. 33 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and the Cavs are going to look for a similar performance out of big number 23 here today in Game 7.
We definitely will need a big game out of LeBron James first and foremost. But I think more importantly, I think we're going to need a big game from our fans in terms of them bringing their great voices and really inspiring this basketball team to take their game to a different level. Because if we can take that game to a different level and the energy level and just excitement, then I think we have a great opportunity to win this game. I think that's what it's going to be all about.
And what you mean by that is even if we're down 10 to stay in the game for the fans, I think it's important because it rubs off on the players. It rubs off on the opponents, I think, to be playing in a noisy environment because they don't hear well. I mean, everything changes when the 20,562 fans are in the game.
And
playing.
They will be. And they will be because I trust these fans here in Cleveland. They understand this moment. They want to be a part of this moment. They want to be able to say and tell their family and their grandkids that they were at game seven.
And they
that
were
they helped
they
influence
played.
That game. That's they what played. They want to do.
You asked me what was key. I'll tell you what will happen.
All right.
In a few hours. I'm LeBron James gets another triple-double in this series.
All right.
Kevin Love gets a double-double.
All right.
And our bench scores 35 points.
I like that.
That's a great
that sounds
number.
Like a winning formula.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's pretty good.
And I'm heading out to Toronto, and I'm buying.
Oh, that would be a first. Yeah. The previous things. Oh, yeah, of course, LeBron triple-double, of course.
Come on, double, man. How could you say that?
It was just too easy. Hey, Camby, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us for this hour, sharing your insight. You are off for the Fox Sports Ohio pregame show, which will take place in a little over a half hour. You, Jeff Phelps, Mike Fratello, Austin Carr, doing a great job as always. Best of luck with that. Let's get it done here in Game 7, and we'll see you in the Toronto series. Huh?
Again, whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes for this crowd.
Cleveland lo quiere más.
La Mega. 12:45. Rafa Hernandez Brito kicks off at 12:45. And, of course, Mike Snyder's going to get you going on the First Merit Tip-Off Show right here on the Cavaliers Radio Network at 12:30. For Rafa, for Campy, I'm John. Let's get it done, guys, here
Go
in
Cavs.
Game 7. This has been Cavs HQ.
Get it done.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving in Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.